know what? I don't have a script for you today. Or any of that. I don't have any screen to share with you. I just have this. I just got finished talking to a few friends of mine and that are in education. And this is the time of year near the end of June where teachers are either, the contracts are either not renewed, or, you know, teachers are let go, or teachers decide to do something different. You know, maybe going to another school district, go to another position. This is that time of year. And lo and behold, the state and these districts are playing with these teachers, playing with contracts, playing with money. Let me say this. Stop playing with these teachers. If you make decisions, if you are in any position that to make decisions on these teachers, stop playing with these teachers. Stop playing with their time. Most of all, stop playing with their money. I am so sick of hearing the people in, you know, the powers that be say, teachers don't need more money. They just need to be respected, or they need mentors. No, you respect me by paying me for all of this work that you're dumping on me. Pay me for it. How about give me resources for all the things that you want us to do? Give me the resources. Because for 8 or 7 hours or more, depending on the school district and the school, we have your children. We are tasked with teaching your children, with protecting your children. And today, the job is more because we need more of the SEL part, that social emotional learning part, for these children in this generation. And investing in these private schools, that's not going to solve anything. It's going to make things worse. Most children in this nation, around 80%, maybe more, attend public schools. Private schools should not be our priority. Our priority should be public schools. We understand that those of us who sit in the high chairs, we understand that have the resources and the money. We understand that your children are in private schools, but you are in the minority here. We need to go for and work for those of us who are in the majority. And the majority of our children, of our students, are in public schools. You do us no favors by ignoring and being dismissive of the needs of the public schools. Because if you're not going to support public schools, what are you doing? What are you doing? Stop playing with these teachers. Stop playing with teachers' money. Stop playing with their time. They have families as well. Yet they're tasked with taking care of your family. They're tasked with making sure your kids are okay. With tasked with making sure your kids eat. That your kids learn. That your kids grow socially. All of that, take away that. Are you gonna homeschool your kid? Or are you gonna hire private teachers? Around 40-ish states have teacher shortages. 40, we only have 50 states. 40 states or more have teacher shortages. And of the 50 states in these United States, 40% of teachers are talking about leaving within the next 2 years. When I say leaving, I'm not saying transfer to another school or to another position. I mean transition out of education. You don't want to pay these teachers. What do you want to? A nation full of brand new teachers to teach these children. Nope, you don't. You really don't. Stop playing with these teachers. Stop playing with these school districts. And everyone who's in charge of hiring or whatever the case may be, stop playing with these teachers. Because their time is just as, if not more, valuable than yours. Stop saying that you care about education when you do nothing for it. I'm speaking to anyone that makes a decision. If you happen to run across this video, I am talking to you. Stop playing with these teachers. Pay them. Pay our policemen. Pay our firefighters. Pay the people who do jobs that you don't want to do. Pay them to do things that you don't want to do. Because you find it unsavory, boring, or too hard or too difficult for you. Pay them. Otherwise, please shut up saying that you care about education. And this is for anyone that's on the outside looking in that really don't understand, don't have firsthand knowledge of what goes on inside of these school buildings. We deal with different energies and attitudes and emotional ups and downs and health, and we deal with all of multiple forms of these things every single day. And it is crazy to me that this nation does not find it important enough to fund education. It's strange to me that this nation does not really care about. We care about a lot of things. We have a deficit of a trillion, whatever, however much. Yet we find money to fund other things in other countries. But we can't seem to pay our teachers. In some states, teachers are barely making $40,000. Bless their heart. Couldn't be me. Wouldn't be me. Barely making and I'm not saying as beginners or novice teachers. I mean like 5 and 6, 7, 8 year teachers making $40,000. We have a problem in this nation that's deeper than a political party. Our priorities are not in order. We care about everything but the things that we should care about. It angers me that I talk to friends of mine that are in education. They can't seem to find positions, although there are teacher shortages. And most of the time it's because the school districts are not reaching back out. They're not honoring the contracts, or they're not reaching out in time in order to make sure the teacher's looking to move. They're not reaching out to that teacher in enough time to make sure they can even, you know, either put their resignation in for their current district or move on or whatever the case may be. Stop playing with these teachers. Be more professional. How can we, and this goes for the people that work in these high offices and these districts, how can we, you demand that these teachers teach the kids the way when you don't even know the way? Adults don't know the way. The problem in this nation is never the youth, never. The problem is always the action of adults. Of this generation of adults is the problem. These children, now granted, there have been a lot of shootings and a lot of violence around this nation. This nation, when it comes to our youth. But guess where it starts from? It stems from the adults in this nation who make decisions for the children and for the families. They are the problem. Bigger problem than all of the things that our kids get into. The adults are supposed to be running things, not the kids. The problem is us as adults. With our egos, selfishness, our prejudices. But then there are a few of us who care enough about the kids to sacrifice time and resources. Those people are the caring adults, the parents, and the teachers. They sacrifice time with themselves. They sacrifice time with their own family. They sacrifice the resources, I mean the money, the little bit of money that they get for your children. We know you don't care about us. You can, we know, those of us in education, we know these state governments and our federal government. We know you don't care about us. We know you don't. And the talk makes no difference. Because until you can put it in resources, we don't want to hear it. Actions speak louder than words. Stop playing with these teachers. Stop being dismissive of the things that they say that they need. Stop. What's funny is the people who make those decisions for teachers and the districts, they don't step foot into classrooms. Not at all. Wouldn't you think that, hey, if this person is going to make a decision, a major decision on a certain area, shouldn't that person go into their area, take a look around at least, observe, see the needs firsthand? Wouldn't that make more sense? And then that person sitting in a high chair making a decision, they only know what they've been told or what they think. We don't need you to think. We need you to come to us, come into the classroom, go to the district so you can know. And then the other hand is, even if they did, some of them probably still wouldn't care. Heartless. These are the people that we elect into office. People that really don't care about us. They don't care. I don't care what party they are affiliated with. They do not care. You know how I know they don't care? Look at the school system. Spare me the political talk. Spare it. Because until we see the actions, they don't care. None of them. There is no reason that we need to be suffering in these schools the way that we are. Will it ever be perfect? Do I expect it to get perfect? Nope. But it can be a hell of a lot better than it is today. And you know this. Thank you for listening. And remember, stay audacious. Peace.